This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, I'm impressed by Dr. Saeed Haider because, man, this guy's like inside my brain, but no, I'm inside his brain. We're looking at the same picture. You were saying internet kill switch, fake cyber attack. I said, what's most important in this final 5 minutes? You got so much more to say on the war room today. You haven't covered the attack on the children, but the hormone blockers, all of it. What are you going to be covering on the war room in 1 hour? Tell us, doctor.
So we'll see. I mean, I just kind of go with the flow, but, you know, I'd like to talk about vaccines and kids. That's a terrible thing that's happening. And we can talk about, you know, hormonal treatments for children, which I think are just ridiculous. I'd like to talk about actually, you know, just what's happening to our culture and our society. You know, our culture is being, just torn apart and, you know, it's terrible things are happening. They've been happening for years, but the problems are speeding up and things are just going downhill really, really quickly. And where does this end up, right? Like, I mean, we're basically tearing the country apart, right? We need to come together and we're so close, right? Like, there's not that much difference between human beings, especially between Americans, but little things are dividing us and, you know, they're making us fight against each other, right? To weaken us. And this is, you know, it seems like it's working, right? Like, I mean, it looks like, you know, what's the solution? I mean, do we split it into two separate Americas? And maybe that's a solution that we need, you know, maybe we need to have Texas and, you know, Florida and, you know, other states, South Dakota, you know, split off and become their own country. I don't know how we solve this problem, but to really fight back against, you know, globalist tyranny, we need to join hands. We need to join forces, right? We need to find what's common amongst us. And COVID-19 is a common threat. Authoritarianism is a common threat, right? It threatens everybody. It doesn't threaten red or blue or white, right? It doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. Your life and your liberty are on the line. So if we can, whatever we can do to bring people together, I think is the most important thing to do. And for that, you really need to have compassion for people who differ from you in certain things and try to bring them around to realize that we're all in this together. This fight against, you know, tyranny and authoritarianism is something that affects everyone in the country.
And I agree, doctor. And the point is admitting to yourself that you're living in a historical time. I mean, all periods are historical, but this is such a hyper-important point.
Absolutely. So since the beginning of time, since, you know, Adam came down from, you know, the Garden of Eden, we've been fighting a war, right? And this time, the stakes are higher than they've ever been before. We have nearly 8 billion people on planet Earth, 8 billion souls, right, hanging in the balance. And there's a fight for them, right? And, you know, probably the, you know, there's a saying that the best trick the devil ever pulled was to convince people that he doesn't exist. This is basically what's happened. You know, people who are really in power, the deep state, you know, maybe the globalists, whatever you want to call them, they're in the shadows, right? And the thing that they fear the most is the light. You know, they fear sunlight the most. You know, it's kind of like vampires. If you pull back the curtains and you shine the light on them, they will scurry away like cockroaches. They don't want to be known. You know, the people that we see on television, these are not the people in power. You know, the people that we elect are not the people who are truly in power behind the scenes. Even the heads of the FDA, these people don't hold true power. They're like fall guys, right? Like if something goes wrong, they're going to go to jail. But the true power behind the scenes is not, it's not even known. They don't want to be known, right? That's why they went after
Assange. That's even the SPARS document. They admit they're going to burn the minions.
And that's why they went after Assange so hard. That's why they went after, you know, WikiLeaks. That's why they went after the people who, you know, published, you know, data on, you know, bank accounts all over the world, you know, these hidden bank accounts, you know, the Fonseca problem or, you know, incident. So they don't want to be known. They want to be hidden. And this is the difference, right? In the past, you know, kings and emperors, they wanted to be, everyone knew who they were, right? They knew who was really in power. Now the true people in power, you know, the proletariat, you know, the common man gets their 15 minutes of fame. The people who are really in power, they don't want fame. They don't want you to know who they are. You know, you think that like Bill Gates is the richest person in the world. I doubt it, right? Like, he's just a people, those are the people we know about, right? That's the money that's, you know.
Well, I'm impressed. Dr. Saeed Haider, thank you so much. You're going to be on the War Room today, and I know you came, flew here to see us. Thank you so much, brother. Yeah. Amazing. I'm impressed. So many great people we're meeting in this fight. Because this fight, we see who's evil, we see who's good, and Doctor, you're so good. Thanks for all your knowledge. We really appreciate you. Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
It is the first Summit News Hour of 2022, and we're going to be talking about all the same things that we talked about in 2021. With a slight difference, we are going to be talking about yet another case of a professional soccer player at the peak of physical condition suddenly mysteriously collapsing and dying during training. Absolutely no idea what that has to do with, what could have possibly caused it. None the wiser whatsoever. Also, last night there was another incident at a football match in the UK where a fan in the stands collapsed suddenly and had to be taken to hospital again. Cause remains unknown. The tennis legend Novak Djokovic has won an exemption to compete at the Australian Open tennis tournament in a week or so's time. Of course, he is the defending champion and he is a living legend standing up to this authoritarianism, vaccine mandate, tyranny. We're also going to look at the situation in the UK because, of course, they predicted, and I did a video about this, which I'm going to air later, 5,000 daily Omicron deaths a day by January. The same people who predicted 7,000 hospitalizations in the UK if we lifted restrictions on so-called Freedom Day, they said, if we don't lock down hard again, if we don't ruin everyone's Christmas, we are going to see 5,000 deaths from Omicron per day by January. Well, today, even with the official death toll, which as we know is wide open to, let's call it, interpretation, they said 3,000 to 5,000, the official death toll on this 4th of January is 48. So again, the same people fear-mongering with complete alarmism time and time again have been proven wrong yet again, and yet we still listen to them. But is the narrative shifting? Is the dogma crumbling? That is the question we're asking, because we have this headline out of Summit News. Jab chief says, quote, we can't vaccinate the planet every 6 months. Of course, experts in Israel have said there need to be seven jabs. They're already up to their fourth in Israel, about to be up to the fourth in the United Kingdom. But Professor Sir Andrew Pollard, who helped develop the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine, warns that endless rounds of booster shots are not the answer, and that we, quote, can't vaccinate the planet every 4 to 6 months. Largely, of course, that's because the vast majority of African countries have no interest in taking the vaccine whatsoever, including only 25% of South Africans, by the way, who recovered quite well from their Omicron wave back around a month ago. Pollard asserted that pursuing a zero COVID policy of no infections whatsoever was foolish and that, quote, at some point society has to open up. He said booster shots should only be focused on the vulnerable, which is what we've been saying since the very start of the pandemic. Adding, quote, we can't vaccinate the planet every 4 to 6 months. It's not sustainable or affordable. He went on to say that because Omicron's less severe than previous variants, again, remember the experts in the UK back a month ago refused to even consider the overwhelming evidence out of South Africa that Omicron was far less severe than previous variants because they wanted to create the drumbeat of propaganda for another lockdown. Well, now Pollard is admitting that it is less severe than previous variants and that, quote, the worst is absolutely behind us. We just need to get through the winter. And he also says he's not a huge fan of mandatory vaccination schemes. Now, he's saying we can't vaccinate everyone every 4 to 6 months. It does look like, from everything that I've read so far in the new year, that they are going to institute an annually vaccine, which will count as a booster. Of course, Pfizer's $7.7 billion in record profits over the last year, 2021. Not quite enough, so they're going to have a vaccine at least once a year, and the requirement for you to engage in social life, again, for you to buy food, basically, is the ultimate intention with the social credit score, for you to use public transport, for you to fly on airplanes, maybe eventually for you to even use the internet will, of course, be dependent on your complete compliance with that annual booster. But even this guy, who developed one of the vaccines, the AstraZeneca, is saying it's completely unfeasible to continue this booster program every 4 to 6 months. Meanwhile, over in Denmark, their chief epidemiologist is even more optimistic. She says the pandemic is basically over. This is Tyra Grove Kraus, again, Denmark's chief epidemiologist, and we have a short video on this with her comments. Here is that video. Remember throughout the entirety of last month when I wouldn't shut up about Omicron being mild? When I repeatedly insisted that it wouldn't cause huge spikes in hospitalizations and deaths? When I relentlessly focused on data out of South Africa to underscore this prediction? Remember how doomsday sage government advisors insisted the exact opposite? Well, it's time to take a look at who got it right. And it was me, yes. Entirely as predicted, the lockdown fanatics got it massively wrong yet again. Professor Pants Down Neil Ferguson. His Imperial College team demanded a pre-Christmas lockdown off the back of modelling which predicted, quote, 3,000 daily Omicron deaths at the peak in January without further curbs. Now, I know we're only 4 days into January, but how many COVID-19 deaths total were recorded today? 48. 48 versus what they predicted, 3,000. Bit of a difference there. And bear in mind, the overwhelming majority of those deaths aren't even from Omicron. Omicron deaths are so rare, they've stopped releasing figures on them. So it's hardly going to hit 3,000 a day within 3 weeks, is it? Remember, these are the exact same people who said hospitalizations would hit 7,000 a day after the restrictions were lifted in July. They never got significantly above 1,000. They were wrong then, and they're wrong again now. We saw massive pre-Christmas hysteria about Omicron in London. Data shows COVID rates in London are already slowing and there's no spike in mortality. They got that wrong. The number of hospital patients on ventilators is also stable because, as we said, until we were blue in the face, Omicron is mild. Now, the same sage modellers that got literally everything else wrong are saying the Omicron wave will be, quote, long and drawn out. Despite South Africa's rate spiking and rapidly declining very quickly, and despite even the BBC reporting it's likely that, quote, the wave will come and go pretty quickly. So that's the next prediction sage is virtually guaranteed to get wrong, just as they got it completely wrong when they predicted 3,000 Omicron deaths a day, when in reality, there's 48 total, and the vast majority aren't even Omicron deaths. How many times do these clowns have to cry wolf before we stop paying heed to their rampant alarmism? So there you have it. They predicted 3,000 to 5,000 deaths from Omicron a day. Nobody's dying of Omicron. Literally, vast numbers of the population in London across the rest of the United Kingdom have had Omicron. It's a cold. It's so mild, it's a cold. In the young, unvaccinated, in the boosted, whoever, it's a cold. The hospitalization rate, when you compare it with the vast amount of testing, because somehow testing yourself for COVID has become this new feverish religion. There's literally a complete absence of tests available for people who need them because people want to take 10 tests a day just so they can tweet about it. Absolutely bizarre. The ventilation numbers are way down. The same guy, Professor Neil Ferguson, who predicted 3,000 to 5,000 deaths per day at this point, basically, is now out in the media admitting COVID hospitalizations, admissions in London are flatlining, and we can expect them to start falling nationally in a week's time. He's saying it's all going to be fine. This is the same guy who called for more lockdown measures, saying it would kill up to 5,000 people a day. Now he's saying, oh no, we were wrong again. Oh well, but listen to us next time. We'll get it right next time. Completely absurd once again. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Summit.News headquarters. It's Paul Joseph Watson.
3.7 billion in profits with the continual round of booster vaccines, or is the pandemic actually coming to its natural end? We've seen the Omicron variant infect numerous people in terms of times over what Delta infected. 200,000 plus cases announced in the UK today, but of course it causes mild symptoms and it provides, God forbid, natural immunity. That's what some experts are now saying, that it is nature's vaccine, and because it is going to provide vast, vast numbers of people with natural immunity, it's going to herald the end of the pandemic as a whole. And on that subject, Denmark's chief epidemiologist said that the pandemic could be over in 2 months. We have that video now. I'm going to play it. I'm going to come back and talk about it. Here is Denmark's chief epidemiologist. The corona pandemic will be virtually over in 2 months and our lives will be returning to normal. That's according to Denmark's chief epidemiologist, Tyra Grove Kraus. Kraus cited the fact that Omicron's hospitalisation rates are significantly lower than Delta to assert that the pandemic could be in its final weeks. I think we will have that in the next 2 months, and then I hope the infection will start to subside and we get our normal lives back, she said. The health chief says Omicron cases will peak in January but will start to rapidly decline at the start of February. A study headed by Kraus at the State Serum Institute concludes that Omicron's massive spread and the fact that it doesn't cause serious symptoms will leave the world in a, quote, better place than where we were before, because it will contribute to widespread natural immunity. Kind of like nature's vaccine. Oh no, don't say that. Pfizer's still got 2 dozen more boosters to flog. Although in Denmark we also have infection experts countering that narrative, one of whom says, quote, we will never see the end of coronavirus. This was in a reaction to a statement by WHO chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, that name that nobody can pronounce, who said that the pandemic could be over this year if the majority of people in all countries get vaccinated. That's never going to happen. The rate of vaccination in some countries in Africa is 0%. But this was responded to by experts, again, in Denmark, including Eskil Petersen, professor of infectious diseases at Aarhus University, who said it would be a number of years before the pandemic ends. Also, chief physician at Aarhus University Hospital, Professor Lars Ostergaard, asserted that while the pandemic stage of the virus may be declared over, coronavirus will, quote, never end. It's always going to be part of our everyday lives, he went on to say. But is the narrative starting to crumble? We have this headline again out of Summit.News. Poll: majority of Germans don't trust pandemic statistics. Bild newspaper, which is one of the biggest newspapers there in Germany, conducted this study, which asked people about the Robert Koch Institute, which is the big health institute that runs health policy in Germany. The poll found that 57% of respondents don't trust the data being released by official sources, while 32% still think the government has credibility when it comes to releasing COVID figures. One of the reasons cited in this article relating to the poll in Germany was the fact that large numbers of people hospitalized for other reasons are being falsely counted as COVID patients, and this has been the case all along. In the UK, we've had numbers up to 65% of people being counted in official daily COVID case tolls entered hospital for completely different reasons other than COVID. Many of them go on to catch COVID in hospital. because that's the main place where it spreads, and then they're counted in the daily toll, and that's used to bump up the hysteria even more. By the way, there's a report which I just saw before I went on air. New York State, this is that BNO newsroom on Twitter, New York State will start breaking down its hospital figures between with and because of COVID-19, the governor has announced. She said, we're going to start asking some questions. Is that person in the hospital because of COVID or because of a car crash? Now, you'd think they would have done that 22 friggin' months ago, and then we would have had a huge disparity in the reality of cases of COVID-19 on a daily basis and cases that are actually COVID. They go into hospital because of COVID, not just with COVID. Of course, you had Dr. Malone on Joe Rogan a few days ago, again, pointing out that hospitals do indeed literally count gunshot wound victims who die of a gunshot to the head as COVID cases if they died with COVID. Now, 22 months into the pandemic, the governor of New York says they're going to separate those two cases to differentiate between those who are in hospital for different reasons and have COVID or catch COVID after entering hospital, or those who are in hospital purely because of COVID-19. You would have thought they would have done that in March 2020, but no, here we are in January 2022, and they're only just announcing that they're going to do that, which, by the way, is another indication that this, touch wood, may be coming to an end, the fact that they're finally admitting the differentiation in those cases. But again, in Germany, the majority of the public does not trust the government on its release of official COVID figures. And we also have this headline out of Breitbart in Germany. Rally against lockdown sees 100,000 Germans protest. Ruling party demands clampdown. More than 100,000 took to the streets in Germany on Monday night to protest the nation's lockdown rules as Eastern members of the ruling Free Democratic Party demand a clampdown. So those numbers in Germany aren't sinking. Of course, we had the mandatory vaccine law being pushed through in Germany as it was in Austria. And we have a mass collapse in trust in health authorities in Germany. Fueled in part, no doubt, by the fact that there was this major scandal last month, which we talked about briefly in one of the shows last month, where the mayor of Hamburg came out and literally used this to justify further lockdown restrictions by claiming that the unvaccinated in Germany represented 95% of COVID cases. He then cited that completely erroneous statistic to ban the unvaccinated, even from outdoor Christmas markets. It turned out after a Senate investigation that the actual figure of unvaccinated COVID cases was not 95%. It was 14.3%. Again, you go back to the situation in the UK. They got it spectacularly wrong by saying that there'd be 5,000 Omicron deaths per day by January. It's literally 48. You have the unvaccinated being scapegoated in Germany to try and pass this new compulsory vaccine law with erroneous claims that 95% of COVID cases are amongst the unvaccinated. It turns out to be 14.3% in Hamburg. Is it any wonder that now the trust in official health authorities in Germany, in other countries, is crumbling? Meanwhile, COVID passport microchip developer says chipping of humans happening whether we like it or not. Resistance is futile. You probably saw this video late last month. It's Disruptive Subdermals, this company out of Sweden, which has linked the implantable scannable microchip to COVID passport certification. So they run a cell phone, a smartphone over your arm, you've got the implantable microchip, it immediately pops up and shows that you've complied, you've obeyed, you took your 7 booster shots. There was some pushback to that in the media after this came out publicly last month, but the director of that company, Hans Sobald, says that it's going to happen, it's already happening, get used to it.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, all at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. 2 of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, take it under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
So the esteemed Sage model has got it wrong once again, predicting thousands upon thousands of daily Omicron deaths, completely ignoring all the evidence out of South Africa that it's mild, it caused basically no deaths, no significant uptick in hospitalizations or people on ventilators to help them breathe. Those same people are out in the media today saying that we may get by Omicron with no new restrictions. The government, Boris Johnson, has come out with a press conference in the past few hours basically patting themselves on the back, saying that the restrictions they already brought in were sufficient and that there would be no new restrictions for now, even as they literally introduced more restrictions, namely with forcing secondary school pupils in the United Kingdom once again to wear face masks in class. We've had studies showing that this completely hampers, harms cognitive development in children. It, of course, affects the deaf. They can't lip read. It ostracizes, it atomizes people in a school situation, in a social situation. Even further, they say there are no new restrictions, and yet they're introducing a new restriction today by forcing kids to wear face masks in schools once again, despite the fact that Omicron has basically been dead on arrival in terms of fueling their hysteria and their fear-mongering. Here's Nigel Farage talking about that issue, the introduction of face masks in secondary schools in the United Kingdom from today. Let's go to that clip. Here it is.
So the schools are going back today. At least some of the schools are going back today, those that haven't got staff shortages. But I'm asking myself a question here. Haven't our kids suffered enough over the course of the last 2 years? On average, a child goes to school for 190 days a year. In large parts of the UK, in the last calendar year, they missed 60 days of schooling. That's a third of the academic year many of our youngsters have missed. More than that, their opportunities to play sport, their opportunities at the end of their GCSEs to party, to have fun, to do all the things that teenagers growing up at school should be doing. It's all part of life. It's all part of growing up. And all of that has been denied to them. So now we've got the start of the school term. And the Education Secretary, Nadeem Zahawi, has said that kids in school from year seven onwards must wear face masks all day. I mean, frankly, what is the point of face-to-face teaching and engagement if everybody's wrapped up in face masks? It's a very similar argument to the one that's been used about the burqa, if you think about it, over the course of the last few years. Also, do face masks actually work? Well, at the start of this pandemic, the government didn't think they worked at all, and now it seems we have to wear face masks everywhere. There is almost no evidence against this virus that face masks, frankly, make much difference at all. And I think this is a completely unfair imposition on our kids. If they catch Omicron, they are likely to have symptoms no worse than a cold. No worse, actually, than what goes around schools at the start of each autumn and winter term. And I think, frankly, for those at school, for our teenagers in particular, to expect them to wear face masks is outrageous. I'm sure most parents think this is completely and utterly wrong. We want our kids to get back to normal life, to normal schooling. And Mr. Zahawi, if you insist on kids wearing face masks at school, I want you to wear a face mask everywhere you go, to wear it for all your public appearances, to wear it in the office. Lead by example. Well, of course, he isn't going to do that, is he? So let's have a rethink of this. And this whole hysteria around Omicron is really highlighted by what's going on in Scotland. Rafts of restrictions brought in by the Puritan Nicola Sturgeon. All sorts of restrictions we're told that could last till spring. Do you know how many people in Scotland are in intensive care with the Omicron variant? No, go on, have a guess. One. No, really, one. There's one person in intensive care with the Omicron variant, and for all we know, they're in intensive care for different reasons. So let's end this hysteria. Let our kids get back to a normal life. Let's put this virus behind us. Let's learn to live with it.
There is Nigel Farage talking about the mask mandate being brought back into schools, despite the fact that Omicron is basically a cold, a mild cold at that, as many people who've had it have said. Meanwhile, let's talk about the wonderful efficacy of the vaccine. Here's a headline out of the Sun. Now, remember, we had this mass spate of professional soccer players across Europe. Not just soccer players either. We had stories on hockey players, basketball players and others. Suddenly, either in training or in the middle of matches, collapsing, in some cases being taken to hospital, in some cases dying. Investigations were carried out. We were assured by national newspapers and like the Daily Mail, they said it was a, quote, coincidence. We had ex-professional footballers bring this up and say there should be an investigation, namely Matt Letizia. We had ex-professional footballers, again in the UK, bring this up on national radio shows like TalkSport in the UK, Trevor Sinclair, when he brought up the subject, when he dared suggest that it might be linked to the vaccine, he was unceremoniously cut off. But the person sitting behind the desk with the delay button wasn't quite quick enough, so his comments did get out, but then the feed cut out anyway. Nothing suspicious about that at all. Well, now we have this headline out of the Sun. Football tragedy. Marcos Ronaldo dead at 25. Deportivo Marquinhos star dies after suffering heart attack in training. This is a Guatemalan footballer who tragically passed away at the age of 25 after suffering a heart attack in training on Monday. Because 25-year-old men in peak physical condition, that's completely normal for them to suddenly collapse and die in droves and basically expire in their mid-20s, isn't it? I go back to Fabrice Muamba, who was a Premier League footballer in the UK about 10 years ago, collapsed in the middle of a Premier League football match. It looked touch and go as to whether he was going to survive. He ended up thankfully surviving, but that was highlighted at the time. That was a massive story in the UK for weeks on end because it was such a rare case. Now we have them basically numerous times a week across Europe, but we're assured that it is just a coincidence. The Deportivo Marquinhos defender complained of breathing difficulties during a session while preparing for the new season. He received emergency CPR. He was then transferred to hospital, but he tragically died. No word in the article about the cause of his death. I'm sure, again, that it's all just a coincidence. Meanwhile, Cambridge versus Portsmouth play 21 minutes added time after medical emergency. Players leave the pitch as fan is carried away. Cambridge's match against Portsmouth, again, this is a soccer match in the United Kingdom, was stopped as a fan required medical treatment in the stand. It took 21 minutes for the match to restart because they had to go up into the stand and take the spectator away to hospital because he mysteriously collapsed. That happened also actually in a match that I was watching live about a month ago, a Sheffield Wednesday match where a similar thing happened. A fan collapsed in the stands. They had to delay the match for about 15 minutes. Seems to be happening quite often recently, doesn't it? Well, somebody who will not have that fate befall them, hopefully, is tennis legend Novak Djokovic. This is out of Information Liberation. Living legend Novak Djokovic wins exemption to compete in Australian Open. The tennis legend Novak Djokovic stood tall in the face of mandatory vaccination threats from the Australian government and just managed to secure an exemption to compete in the Australian Open. Because, of course, they can't have the world's number one tennis player not appearing at their flagship tournament, having him unable to defend his title. So they've given Novak Djokovic an exemption, and he has to be praised for his brave and vocal stance against compulsory vaccine mandates. Of course, every other Australian citizen who is labouring under the same restrictions will not get a mandate because they're not a multimillionaire top-level sports star, but we still have to praise Novak Djokovic. Summit.news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Now, we've seen efforts, and we've seen this even being introduced in the UK, to deny, quote, racists and homophobes hospital treatment if they abuse staff, if they're mean to staff, or if they make offensive comments while in hospital. Just deny them treatment altogether. Well, of course, now we see this rolled into COVID-19 and the pandemic with white people being put at the back of the queue, being denied medical treatment for COVID-19 based on an immutable characteristic, something completely out of their control, their skin color, in order to fight racism. We've seen it in Minnesota, we've seen it in Texas, we've seen it in other places, and now we see it in New York. Headline, New York to deny white people COVID-19 treatments to fight racism. Is this what they call white privilege? To be literally left to die in hospital because you're white. New York has followed Minnesota by putting white people at the back of the queue when it comes to life-saving COVID-19 treatments in the name of fighting racism. So, of course, they're finally rolling out this monoclonal antibody treatment, which is, of course, made in a lab, mimics the natural antibodies in the body to help the body fight disease. They have that treatment, but they're rationing it across America, and now New York's Department of Health has published a document revealing how it will prioritize non-whites when it comes to distributing the treatment, in addition to antiviral pills. The plan states that in order to receive the treatment, a patient must have, quote, a medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. One of those, quote, risk factors is being a race or ethnicity that is not white. So literally, if you're white, you get put to the back of the queue for these treatments that actually work in fighting COVID, which is why they're rationing them to such an extent. God forbid we should make treatments that actually work that don't involve vaccines widely available to the population. But not if you're white. Apparently, you get kicked to the back of the queue. System is already in place in New York, with the New York Post reporting how, quote, one Staten Island doctor said he filled two prescriptions for Paxlovid this week, was asked by the pharmacist to disclose the race of his patients before the treatment was authorized. So he's literally being stopped from giving these antiviral drugs to people because they're white. Apparently that's part of their white privilege. Of course, the Minnesota Department of Health is pursuing a very similar policy, which we reported on last month. They have a point system in this rationing scheme where it says if you're non-white, you get two extra points. The person with the highest points of all these risk factors is first in line for the treatment. So if you're black, if you're Hispanic, you get pushed ahead of the queue compared to a white person immediately by getting those two extra rationing points. Similar system is also operational in Texas, and we feature a video regarding that very subject in the article. According to one analyst, the race-based rationing system violates federal law, namely Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which of course says you can't discriminate against people based on race. But again, if you're white, apparently you can. And that's white privilege. And as I mentioned before earlier in the show, New York is actually now breaking down its hospital figures between with and because of COVID. It's actually a positive development which should have happened 22 months ago, but now they're only giving the viral pills, the antiviral pills, the antibody treatment first in the queue for non-white people because, of course, systemic racism still exists in America. It really does still exist, but not against the people who they say it does. Meanwhile, someone else who is bravely fighting against racism by literally getting more obese, getting fatter, is the pop star Lizzo, of course, where lectured all day about how vaccines, how masks will keep us safe, not really taught so much about healthy eating, exercise, about how that helps your immune system. Lizzo is contributing to the fight against racism, though, by literally getting fatter. Yeah, really. Here's the clip. Let's go to it right now. Pop star Lizzo posted a video to Instagram in order to celebrate the fact that she gained even more weight. Yeah, really. Here's a clip of the video in question. It was captioned with the words, "I get short of sensational," as she showed off her dance moves in a sizzling Instagram around with three shots in their arm and multiple masks on their face if they dare to leave home at all. Because the media and celebrities terrified them into panicking over coronavirus. Yet that same media and those same celebrities simultaneously amplify the body positivity movement. Even though being fat drastically heightens your chance of dying of COVID. We're literally living this meme. But coronavirus just can't compete with obesity, which is the top contributor to mortality over anything else that exists in the world. Obesity kills 300,000 Americans a year. Stop normalizing it. There were more than 1 million admissions to NHS hospitals in 2019-20 where obesity was a factor. In the UK, we were locked down to prevent the NHS from being overwhelmed. The onerous system of COVID passports was imposed on us to protect the NHS. So when will the clinically obese be issued with rationing passports to prevent them from overwhelming the NHS? When will fat people be refused entry to McDonald's to protect the NHS? Yes. Lizzo is already obese. That's not an insult, it's an observable fact. She then celebrates getting even more obese, like it's some kind of achievement. And how does the media and all her brain-dead celebrity friends respond? Yes, you go, girl! Because what could be more progressive than diabetes, stroke, and heart disease? Recall that Lizzo literally complained about thinner white girls colonizing the fat acceptance movement because they weren't fat enough. She also previously said, quote, "I think it's lazy for me to just say I'm body positive at this point. I would like to be body normative. I want to normalize my body. body. Instagram promotes images of obese people in the name of body positivity, while refusing to accept healthy eating ads, which include photos that show people with well-toned bodies. We live in truly demented times. And no, don't tell me that stating the blindingly obvious is being mean to fat people. Being fat literally kills you. Encouraging people to get fatter is contributing to them being at a higher risk of dying. That's not a venerable social justice cause, it's a deranged death wish. Yeah, it is far better to see people getting offended over fat jokes than it is to see fat people dying in agony from preventable illnesses. What's next? A smoker positivity movement? Am I going to walk around carrying placards of images of my blackened lungs demanding everybody respect my bad lifestyle choice? That would be transparently insane. And yet giant billboard displays like this have become commonplace. Also know how obesity surpassed smoking as the biggest killer around the same time the culture and media started denouncing fat shaming. It's your choice to be fat. But don't go around pretending it's a good choice that should be respected or encouraged. It shouldn't. Well, there you have it. Again, the same media, the same culture, the same celebrities who demand that you wear a mask and get jabbed to protect your health, will then simultaneously literally celebrate somebody who is clinically obese and getting even fatter by calling it empowering. And again, they've used this, they've tied this in via intersectionalism to the anti-racism movement and said that we need to accept and encourage people getting fatter via body positivity, again, to fight racism. We live in interesting times. Meanwhile, UK government greases skids for fleets of surveillance drones over cities because it's to protect the women. In a cynical PR stunt, the UK government is considering plans to allow women who feel threatened on the street, yes, this is an actual news story, it's not out of the Babylon Bee, to call upon surveillance drones that would arrive in minutes and shine a bright light on any potential attacker. They literally want to give people the power to summon surveillance drones via an app on their smartphone that will then stalk anyone who they wish. I mean, he could be harassing them, he could be minding his own business. I'm sure this isn't going to be completely open to abuse, is it? So then summon a surveillance drone, shine a spotlight on the alleged culprit, perhaps bark orders at them, perhaps chase them off. This is now being trialled at a university in England at a cost of £500,000. And they're actually petitioning the government to introduce this. It's going to take about a year. And of course, it has nothing to do with protecting women. If they wanted to protect women from stalkers, from sex offenders on the street, they would allow women to be armed with pepper spray. The law in the United Kingdom specifically forbids anyone from being allowed to carry pepper spray on the street because they don't give a damn about protecting people. This is about replacing police helicopters with surveillance drones. And even the creator of this technology admits that for the same cost as having one police helicopter surveil a city, you can have 25 surveillance drones for the same price. But they're introducing it on the foundation of protecting women from stalkers, from sex attackers. It's merely the rollout for the mass invasion of surveillance drones to blanket entire cities, to be whizzing into your garden, snooping on your activity. But they introduce it via the cynical PR level of protecting women. That's going to wrap it up. Summit.news War Room is coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.